Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello, everyone. I'm Amanda Cooper. And in the studio with me today, I have Angela Stanton. She is the executive director of the American King Foundation. Angela, so I understand you guys have an amazing event coming up.
Absolutely. We have partnered with Van Jones to bring the Redemption Project to Atlanta. So we will be hosting this awesome event, which will be followed by a criminal justice reform panel. We got some of Atlanta's greatest community leaders that will be sitting on this panel. We've got the Honorable Reverend Dr. Bernice King, along with Van Jones. Myself, of course, will be on the panel. Ricky Brown and Pamela Nguyen. And we're going to be discussing criminal justice reform, and we're going to be discussing mass incarceration, and we're also going to be discussing what our community can do as a whole to get involved in this fight, and let's work on reuniting some families, some American families that have been separated from mass incarceration.
You know, that is a hot topic nowadays, mass incarceration, criminal justice. What does your foundation exactly do for those who are incarcerated? Because I know you're very involved in this movement.
Absolutely. I've been involved from kind of like the very beginning. I hopped right on board, even helped with getting the First Step Act passed last year in 2018, and worked closely with Van and Cut 50 during Day of Empathy and all of this stuff to spread awareness. And so one of the things that I think that is very important about my organization is that we are there when they're released to provide a bridge so that they transition back into society and become productive. We focus on reducing recidivism. The last thing we want is for them to go get out and then go back in because they don't have any resources. Kind of like my story. I came home. I was released with a $25 check and a bus ticket and told, here, go start your life over. And I mean, I literally had nothing other than four children and three garbage bags of clothes. And no one wants to hire you because you're a convicted felon. No one wants to give you a second chance. So it's like you've got all of these strikes against you. How do you survive when you're trying to build yourself back up? So we focus on helping them find jobs. A big thing for me is entrepreneurship, finding out what their God-given gift and talent is and showing them how to turn that into a business. I do a lot of focus on e-commerce because I realize that being sometimes a single mother coming, possibly coming home from prison, you may not be able to find a job, and then you may not be able to afford daycare. Everybody has access to the internet. There are things that they can do right at home from the comfort of their own living room to make money and be able to provide for their children. So the American King Foundation is not only all about reuniting families, but providing them with the way to financial freedom.
What would you say to the public about how they can help people who are newly released out of prison? Where can the trust building process start? Because I think a lot of times the obstacle is they have this fear or this distrust against someone when they find out that they've been convicted of a crime. What would you say is the first step in building trust between the community and understanding the plight of someone who just recently been released from prison?
For me personally, I would much rather support someone that's honest, right, and tells me, hey, I've made mistakes. There are so many people now that tell you nothing, and that's usually how we get caught in the crosshairs. But with a lot of these returning citizens, I mean, you have to imagine just being locked in a cage. A lot of them have done well over double-digit years, you know, well over a decade, well over two decades. And how long does it take a person to be punished before they get it? So these people, when they're released, they're excited about their freedom. No one wants to stay locked in a cage like a dog fed when they want to feed. I mean, it really is modern-day slavery. And I'm sure there are people out there that can relate to what I'm saying. So a lot of times when people come home, it's very seldom that we have those cases that they go back in because we have a lot of mental health that we need to deal with that we've been ignoring, which is also big in the incarceration. But I think that they're excited about having a second chance, and, you know, they just want someone to believe in them. You know, people want to come home. They want to be reunited with their families. They want to raise their children. They don't want to be in prison. And I think that there's programming in place now thankfully, for the First Step Act, that make sure that they have gone through the rehabilitation and they have met certain requirements, and that these inmates are model prisoners and ready to reenter society. So for the community, the benefit for us is, for one, it reduces crime. I mean, here's the thing. We all have some sort of social or moral responsibility, right? And so if we have a job and it's available, let them work. If we don't give them jobs, then the crime is going to rise. They're going to start robbing. They're going to start stealing. They're going to start doing whatever they can to survive, because survival is an instinct. Mm-hmm. So I think that the community should come together and let's give them a chance, and we'll all see a difference and we'll all benefit.
I agree with you 100%. I think that the core value that we all share is the spirit of compassion and empathy. And it takes someone to understand that everybody is deserving of a second chance. And that's why I'm excited that you're having this Redemption Project panel discussion with some heavy hitters, girl. I mean, you got Van Jones, you got Bernice King, you got Ricky Brown. Now, who exactly is Ricky Brown for our audience
members?
So
Ricky Brown is someone that ran for Congress before. He was a former person that had been incarcerated, and he got out and kind of turned his life around, and he has a staffing agency now where he actually employs returning citizens. So I thought that it was important to bring people on the panel that are actually involved in the community and actually putting in the work. A lot of times we have people that show up just to take the pictures, but we don't have the people that are actually doing the work. So I thought that it was wonderful to highlight them and their efforts.
Pamela Nguyen?
So Pamela Nguyen is someone that I've met also in this criminal justice reform fight. She works with Cut 50, and she has a story kind of similar to mine. And she works on the Dignity for Women campaign. Her story kind of surrounds her being in prison, and of course she was pregnant. She wasn't chained to the bed during the childbirth like I was, but she was begging for help and no one came, and she unfortunately lost her baby. So there's a lot of things like that that's going on behind the wall that we kind of want to highlight. It seems like everyone's attention is everywhere else but where it needs to be. Some of the same things that are going on at the border are happening right here in our border, within our jails and within our juvenile detention centers with our children. So it's just time to stand up and fight for everyone.
I agree. So this event is this Thursday at 6:30 at the
Martin Luther King National Historic Park.
It's free to the public. Do people need to register?
So we have a link that's up on Eventbrite, and we do encourage donations. They are not required, but we know that it takes money to continue servicing the community. So $1, $2, we appreciate it. It doesn't matter. Let's help each other.
Well, this is a fantastic event. Thank you so much for stopping by the studio to share this information. Again, if you want to attend this event, it is a free event.
Right, and they can also visit the website for more information on the event if they can't find the Eventbrite. And the website is www.theakf.org.
Now, Angela, you know I follow you on social media.
Yeah.
That's how I learned about this event. What is your social media handle?
Just so I am the Angela Stanton. Be cautious. There's a warning sign before you come on my page. You might find the truth. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Now, this is a huge event. Would you like to thank or name some of the people that helped put this together to highlight?
Oh, these? Absolutely. Crystal Jordan with Enchanted PR. She's actually one of our board members on the American King Foundation. She has just been completely awesome with helping us put this event together. My godmother, Dr. Elvita King, who's always been so supportive of my journey. She adopted me when I came home from prison. She's been there ever since. Of course, the King family and CNN and Cut 50 and Van Jones. Big, big, big shout out to them for coming and wanting to spread awareness, not only in the community, but in our community.
Wonderful. Well, so thank you so much for your time, Angela. It's been a pleasure, and we look forward to learning more about the Redemption Project.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.